tattoos?
Yes.
Seems like you're burning podcast right here.
Yeah, rolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got tattoos.
Well, no, wait, hold on. You have to wait for that. What's up, guys? I'm Tim Geddes. Welcome to the first ever December 2016 Patreon exclusive episode of the Kind of Funny Games Cast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one half of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hey.
Colin Moriarty somewhere else. And now joining us as the other half,
Sean Bolin.
From Game Attack.
Game Attack, Sean, everybody.
Formerly of Screw Attack.
Thank you, Kevin. You're cute.
God, wow. No, Kevin.
I just want to.
He tried pulling up his shirt, but he couldn't. I just want to. Which is my
it's
favorite.
It's painted on. That Batman shirt thing. Is not. It's looking like a costume.
Before we even get into introductions or any of that shit, I want to go back to a conversation we were having a second ago. You said this place smells like a tattoo parlor.
It does. If you've ever been in a tattoo shop?
No. I mean, I've been in one, but like, me, not enough it's to like, know that I how it smells.
It's, It's I feel like you guys should have blue rubber gloves on.
Kevin, did you spray it on the table before this episode?
I don't think so. I smell it all over.
The table does have a smell if you smell it.
Kevin, level with me. How many times you had sex on this table?
On the table?
Once? All right.
And was she on her back or were you on your back?
He's shrugging.
He doesn't know. But yeah, it's a very pleasant smell. The space is way more badass than you make it look.
No, well,
that's not good.
I'm just playing. The space is awesome. Space is awesome.
Love your screen. Like, what's surprising about it? Like, why would you say that?
I actually looked around for this set. I went back there to find it. And like, I was like, where the hell did they guys film everything? And then I was like, oh, there's a whole other room.
Yeah.
So, like, I was surprised, like, all the equipment's freaking awesome. Cameras are huge. They're not from 2008. Got a fireplace right there. We don't have one of those.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Santa can still get in here.
We can, which is good.
I never understood that this was a bunch of tiny little lights and not a giant Vizio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That'd be the biggest TV in the fucking world.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's awesome. Yeah, I love it here.
Very cool.
Don't let me leave.
Thank you for coming. Tattoo parlors. I'm not letting you go with this.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know. It's just the smell in tattoo parlors.
But do you have tattoos?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple.
I don't see any
you
tattoos.
Wanna,
yeah, let's
I
see them.
Take my shirt off.
Show us.
I got to take my shirt off. That's cool.
That's okay.
Whoa.
You still don't have tattoos. You're a fucking liar.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
I've seen these before. Because you wear tank tops a lot.
What's happening on the other side, Tim?
It says May.
It says May. My mom's name was Maybell, or is Maybell. She's not dead.
Took us to a dark place there.
Immediately, she's not dead. Can confirm she is living.
Good. Shout out to May.
Do you ever tell people it's for Mae Young? Because you're a big WWE fan?
No.
Next time you meet somebody who knows WWE, say that and see what happens.
All right. I haven't watched WWE since Attitude Era, so. Well,
she was part of that, remember?
No.
Really? Fabulous Moolah,
okay.
And then Mae Young.
The old lass.
Exactly. The oldest one. Yes. She had that whole storyline with Mark Henry, where they were lovers, and they thought she was pregnant, and then she's
the strongest man in the world.
Yeah. And then
she also got powerbombed by Bubba Ray Dudley off the stage.
I remember that.
That was a ballsy bump. Rest in peace,
the
Mae
last
Young.
Match I watched Mania when Shane McMahon jumped off the cage.
Yeah.
Pretty lackluster match until the end there,
sure.
Which is pretty badass.
You're just waiting for that. Yeah, you're waiting.
So what do we got going on over there?
Over here.
Clearly Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Yes. Yes. I got a robot albatross.
Mike. So this is going to be hard. This is going to be hard. But I'm going to have you.
Oh, wow. Hold on. I can just do this. Oh, look at
He's
that.
He's doing digital zooms.
He can do it from. Okay, so I got a robot albatross.
What does that signify?
I was an English major in high school.
Fucking
dork. Got my bachelor's.
Fucking loser.
And, you know, Paul Ridge, you know, the thing with the albatross.
I have no idea what the fuck you don't know you're talking about.
You ever heard water everywhere, but not a drop to drink?
I have heard that.
That's from the rhyme of the ancient mariner. They're on the turbulent sea. They see an albatross. Mariner's like, dude, fuck that albatross. And he shoots it with a crossbow. Calm waters. But then violent waters again, even though the albatross is dead. So his sailors hang the albatross around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So basically, it's a big F you to everyone that told me not to be an English major.
Gotcha.
Because look where I am now. Sitting with Tim Geddes and motherfucking Greg Miller.
It's one of those where this isn't a drunk podcast, but man, is it starting like one.
I like it. Well, before you do, I want to get the sky cam on this. So can you
If you lean in underneath this cannon one, right there. Hold on, it's right here. Hold on, it's gonna take a second because Kevin only uses it when he fucks, apparently, on this table.
There we go.
Holy shit, look at that.
Yeah.
There's that albatross, that robot albatross.
And then I got a fox on the underside, fox and the grapes, old. Then I got fox and the grapes on the underside.
What happened here?
I broke my arm.
Jesus.
God. Broke my arm.
You've lived a life, sir. You've lived a life.
I broke my arm. Fox and the Grapes, story about a fox that sees some grapes high in a tree.
As you do.
Tries to get them, can't reach them. And then he tells himself the grapes weren't, they were sour. He didn't want them anyway.
Sure.
Fuck that. You get the grapes all the time. Yeah. Never walk away from what you want. I got getting hired on Screwtech.
Gotcha.
I like that.
The story of Zakiya. A wee little man was he.
Fucking goddamn it.
Climbed away up in a sycamore or a tree
for
Jesus Christ to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about tattoos a lot.
Did you get a Zakiya one?
I was Zakiya's, you know, probably like 67, 68th on the list.
Think about the awesome sleeve things you could have though of a giant tree and then up here on your shoulder.
Little man.
Zakiya.
Right? Didn't we decide Kevin was Zakiya?
In our school play of it. Yeah, we're gonna make him Zakiya.
That sounds
the wee little man. Zakiya.
You have heard this.
A wee little man was he.
Okay. I think you get that tattoo,
mm-hmm.
but with Kevin, but as a Willy Wonka crossover, and he's an Oompa Loompa in a Willy Wonka tree that's giant.
The Willy Wonka tree?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, here's your water back. I was wondering what the fuck's going on over here.
Kevin was a wee little man, and a Willy Wonka man was he.
There you go. Nailed it.
But
just rewrote the history.
Would you ever get a video game tattoo?
You know, I've thought about it, and I don't know. I haven't. You know, in 25 years of playing video games, I don't know if there's a video game that I've loved so much to worship it on my body.
Mm.
You clearly haven't played Patapon.
I have not played Patapon.
There you go.
Damn it. That's the one. Do you have any video game tattoos?
No, I don't have a body for
tattoos. I don't have any tattoos at all.
You think this is the body for tattoos?
I'm saying I just don't take my shirt off a lot, so why would I?
Man,
would I be doing anything for?
I think if you got a tattoo, you get like you get like Joel, but like... having sex with a clicker?
Just having sex with Ellie.
God.
Joel having sex with... What? It could happen. God. Make a world.
You know, sometimes you have like an original thought and that's what you were going to say. And then you're like, I don't know these guys very, very well. And like, I don't want to be a total prick. And
so you went for the fucking monster?
Yeah. So I played it safe. And then Greg, you backed me up all
that's
the
what
way.
I'm there for, bro.
Then,
come on, yeah. Sean, up high.
You don't tell anybody about it, but you debut it.
Sure.
You just take your shot.
Oh, and that's a great idea.
And then one day you just have it. And everyone's like,
that's your life from then on.
I think about doing that with trophies a lot. Like turning on a PS3 and playing a whole bunch of games to get platinums in and then never telling anybody and just one day, boom, plug it in, upload like 19.
I like that.
Or just be quietly playing Persona 4 Golden off in a corner
forever.
And never tell anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
I'll think about it.
You've talked about tattoos before, about video game tattoos.
Yeah. No. I've thought about it before. Like, so the old story goes, the moment Colin and I knew we were destined to do this forever, like Joker and Batman,
mm-hmm.
was after NE3 when we were both young bucks. And this is the old school of IGN. They got better about this as the years went on. They used to actually rent out one giant area for our war room, and then they'd put a party space in the back that would be the sales party that the editors who were working until 3 a.m. weren't invited to. So one day, it was just separated by a curtain, mm-hmm. so you heard people partying, Peter Moore back there telling stories about Dreamcast. You'd hear that, and you'd want to be there. You're like pressed up against the curtain, but you have to work. And so one day, that happened, and it ended, and everybody left, and then we kept working, and then we're like, all right, we're done, E3's done, fuck this. And we came through the curtain to the other side where nobody was anymore, but all the booze was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all just started drinking, and there was IGN swag everywhere, and it was the really dope old IGN logo, you remember? That was like
the
italicized one with the lowercase.
What, like, yeah. like the 98 one?
Yeah, 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 the hot one, the hotness. Mm-hmm. And it was on giant tables. And again, Colin, I think this is... He must have worked there a full year, because I think this is his first E3 where we're both working it together. And we went in there, and we were just passing out, I think, a bottle like Jack Daniels or whatever, drinking mm-hmm. it. And they had these giant centerpieces that were like just giant snifters and like with rocks in it. You know how people do that shit? So we dumped out the rocks, and then we poured the thing in there. And then for some reason, we took our shirts off.
Yeah.
And then we're just sitting there passing this giant snifter thing around and pounding on the logo, talking about how much this fucking means to us. This is all we're drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all we've ever wanted. And then we made the decree that when we were both editor-in-chief of our respective channel, so it would have been I was going to be the editor-in-chief of PlayStation, he would have been the editor-in-chief of Guides,
uh-huh.
we were going to get the IGN tattoo together somewhere. And so then they reformatted teams. There's only one EIC. Then Colin came to my team, and it never worked out. But I often still talked about, like, if he was ever going to be game for it, I would have wanted it like here, mm-hmm. like just that, just a little one there. And I always say to this day, I wouldn't regret it. I still think it would be. IGN is a huge part of
it. It is what you are.
And so then when we.
But what the fuck's a snifter?
A snifter, you know, like a brandy snifter. Yeah, brandy.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a giant.
Heard that before in my
life. It's like a wine glass, but with the dwarf's legs.
Nice. Very well. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But it's got this like great, like, you know, like when you're grabbing an ass like this, and you, that's how big this one was. You were grabbing this thing's ass and you're drinking out of it like this. But then, so anyways, jumping ahead to then Kind of Funny being a thing. There was a while where I was like, what if I got the Kind of Funny logo here? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I would need something matching here. And I was thinking about the Foxhound logo.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know what? I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Man.
Foxhound, that's such a cool ass logo, though.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like, obviously, that franchise means so much to so many people, especially you.
I think at RTX Sydney, I might have Hideo Kojima put on lipstick and kiss me. And then I'll get that.
What?
No, I'm not going to get that.
I thought you were going to draw it on you. No.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. That's probably a better idea.
Oh, no, that's where your head goes, though.
Huh, yeah.
You're a fucked up person.
You know how people get, like, their baby's footprints?
Yeah.
On the get, big ass foot. I don't know how big his foot is, but, you know, just like.
That's fucking like, awesome.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. What about you? Are you ever going to get a tattoo?
My entire life, I've never been like, I want a tattoo, but I'm not one of those guys. But I've also been like, tattoos are fucking cool. I like how they look on people.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking I want to get a sleeve. Like, I want the whole
thing.
Yeah, because it looks fucking sick.
Yeah. What would you get? You got to get the Crash mask in there, right?
I can
Ooga,
my thing is, it's like, I'm a bigger fan of, and I'm usually like this even with like t-shirts and stuff most of the time, is I'm a fan of subtlety when it comes to certain things. I like the obnoxious fucking over the top, like all over print thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to like just t-shirts, I don't want to wear a shirt with a Pikachu on it. I'd rather one that has, that like is something to, the three ninja masks Kevin just brought up. Oh, I fucking love that.
I call Tum Tum. Let's go right
now.
I'm cold.
We all go get him.
But, but yeah, no, I like it's when things are a bit more subtle, when it's not like overtly. For example, if I were to get like a Beauty and the Beast tattoo, like a Disney tattoo, it'd be
the candlestick,
just the rose.
Of course,
you know, stuff like that. Things that are like, if you know, you know, but if you don't know, whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard because there isn't too many of those things that I'm like, I want that on my fucking body.
Sure. Well, I told you the other day. I haven't told anybody else though. Jen and I. Where it was like, you know how like the nuclear clock or whatever that's getting, doomsday clock, that's counting down to doomsday. Mm-hmm. Like, we just moved it one step closer to midnight. You're all going to die soon. We were like right there. It was like Cuban Missile Crisis, where we were fucking, fucking wasted off awesome cocktails from a speakeasy. And then we'd been eating oysters all night. And she was like, now I need something horrible for me. Let's go get a burger. And we went to Sam's Burger over by the original Kind of Funny place, Kind of Funny Live place. Mm-hmm. And we walked in there. And we're drunk, and there's two drunk guys at the bar, and we start up a conversation with them because I was trying to pay the credit card. I can't do that. And he was like, oh, we're going to go get tattoos. And Jen grabs me, she's like, do you want to go get tattoos? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but like, this doesn't seem like the kind of, I'm like, what would we get? And she's like, and we were going back and forth. I'm like, you know, the Kind of Funny logo, the funny thing she's like, and I'm like, I've thought about the Portillo's logo. And she's like, yes. Yeah. And I'm like, like, you're going to get one too? I'm like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, where are we going to get these? And she's like, what if we got them on the inside of our fingers?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Portillo's logo is pretty detailed. I don't know if I want that. If it's I'm like doing a, this, like, I don't
you
want
know it would look
a tiny little shit. Tiny like, little ass wiener dog in a bun there. Like, I want the real thing if we're doing it. Oh, and then finally, God. I was like, no, we're too drunk for this. We are too drunk for this. Not to mention, she had a plane to catch in like 3 hours. I'm like, we can't. This isn't, they're not going to be able to do
living
this.
Living on the fucking edge. But so the one thing that I have been thinking about recently, like, so much so that I actually Googled it today.
Ooh.
I Googled it with tattoo to see what other people are doing. The Sig Parvus Magna. A lot of people have done it.
Yeah.
But I love that. And that's the type of thing where I'm like, it doesn't need to be this like, man, this game changed my life. It's just more like that message fucking fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greatness from small beginnings. Everybody should aspire to that. That's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but again, it's just like that. It needs to be in that font.
Or else
it's kind of weird. And I don't know where that would fit. I mean, I could do a Colin style, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like kind of there. Oh, but cool. like,
yeah, I mean,
I want more going on.
Yeah. I mean, I always want to get a tattoo that could be built on if I, because you can't
add
take
to
away,
it,
but,
add
you,
to
but
it.
Like, I don't know, like that'd be something you could end up building like an entire PlayStation sleeve out of. Like,
yeah,
you
so
could get Kojima and all that stuff.
Kojima.
Like,
just,
yeah.
I want Kojima. Him on it.
Like, no, across like old English, like but like no, West like, Side, but Kojima. Life.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's just Kojima.
Yeah.
That's sick. No, but the Foxhound logo is so cool.
What's
his
funny?
New studio? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
His new studio logo. is like Kojima was just like, I don't even care. I just want it to be this coolest looking thing ever.
Take the, you know, the Peace Walker logo and just take the skull and put it inside like a spaceman. Put a flag on it. We're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah
it's we've evolved. And they're like, all right,
man. That's just like throwing every single thing they have.
Our guy is like, you're an idiot, but okay, here it is. Doesn't it look awesome? Kojima's like,
nailed it. Crushed it. Let's do it.
But that's what's fucking baller about Kojima. He can just do whatever the hell he wants.
Right, yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's a fucking spaceman. And people are like, it's a fucking spaceman. Well,
people are looking at it like, is it a spaceman? And then he's like, you know what? We put out one thing for the game. Now we're going to put out the intro to what our logo is. And it's a spaceman walking in. Like, all right, that is a spaceman.
That's a space man.
Is that Norman Reedus having a baby? Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah, fucking don't be dork. Stupid. Yeah.
Doesn't have an umbilical cord. Turn invisible. No, it's funny you bring up the greatness from small beginnings thing. Because you know our friend Troy Baker. He was just here. And as you know, literally, have you ever talked to Troy? Have you ever had the chance to talk to him? You talk to Troy and you're like, hey, oh man, yeah, and Kevin went and bought that ladder. And he'll look at the ladder and be like, I got a story about ladders. Let me tell you. And he's like, I was in the fucking Australian outback and this koala came up with a ladder. That's always some insane fucking thing. Yeah. And so we're sitting there getting ready to do the Telltale show the other day for the Batman thing. And I'm talking to him and it's the Make a Lady and all these other people. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And he reached in his pocket and he pulls out this like, Euro, but like a classic Euro or some weird thing. He's like, oh man, I got this. And I'm like, God damn it, you have some story for this too. He's like, yeah, blah, blah. And then he reaches in his pocket, he's like, whoa, and he pulled out the Uncharted ring. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you carrying like bits with you to talk to people about it? He's like, no, I swear I'm not. I just have him in this jacket for some reason.
He's just like the kind of guy that like every conversation he has is the one that would get him into a threesome at the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Troy, I fucking love him. And I actually, I am happy that I have a place that I can talk about how much I love him without him here.
Yeah,
because it's kind of weird. But every time I talk to him, whether it's on camera or off camera, it's just so fascinating. Yeah. And he's like Colin in terms of like how eloquent he is.
Yeah,
but he just keeps going and he just keeps having these stories that are so enticing and
they're
so,
all positive.
It's the thing. It's like he's like the opposite, but you get the two of them together.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you got a perfect good time.
Perfect.
And then visually speaking, he's sex incarnate.
Oh my god,
don't even get me started.
He's too good looking.
On that Game Over Greggy show, that's what I said. This is the best he's ever looked.
Oh, that's a problem. That's a goddamn. problem.
Everyone was
wet. Speaking of being wet, I saw this picture that I want to share with you guys. I like this Games Cast has nothing to do with games. I'm sure we'll find ways there once in a while.
Well, no, this is what's funny about last. Okay, so here, real quick. Shut up, Sean. Last time on the Kind of Funny exclusive, we did the Playcast where we played, and people said number one, they really liked the format, but it didn't work necessary for audio. But they like the format. They like the conversation. Try it for Let's Plays. Try it for other stuff. But more importantly, that they don't. They were like, GamesCast exclusive don't need to be anchored to games. It is still you guys talking, and you're always talking about games somehow.
So exactly. Games are our life.
Now, who made you wet today is what you're
saying. This has nothing to do with games at all. But I was on Reddit. I saw this picture, and I like laughed out loud. It was just so fucking random. it's two girls. Hold on.
Show Skycam. We're going to show some Skycam.
Feel dumb for laughing because it's so erotic.
You're gonna have to bring it down. Hold on. I got it. I use Skycam all the time. Hold on. I use Skycam all the time, ladies and gentlemen.
He knows the spot.
What do you want me to bring it up or down?
No, you can't read it, so you gotta read it for them.
Okay. I'll be not Ashley. Ashley, you know I'm straight.
So spaghetti until it gets wet.
Oh, what's up?
That was
what the fuck? Literally right when I said that, Nick pops in.
We make a vague lesbian reference and Nick Scarpino appears. Come here, Nick. Come here. How you doing? Hey, how are you? Filthy casual shirt. Nice. Yeah. This is a great ensemble, actually.
Yeah, this looks
good.
I
love everything. Put the glasses on, too, before they see you. Really, there you go. It is not that cold out. No. Anyways, come over here and look at this.
Look at this picture.
Damn.
that's fantastic.
I love
Funny
it.
Games Cast exclusive. Thanks for your support.
We're laughing. Oh, yeah. We're Go laughing and shit. And Nick's like, I'm wet too.
Yeah.
You know what I was trying to figure out? I was trying to figure out if that was actually a clip from something that I could watch later when you guys weren't around.
Nick, why have you never gotten a tattoo?
I've never got a tattoo because I've never liked anything enough to put it on my body, and I'm very fickle. And Tim's seen me design shit. It would just drive me nuts if the tattoo was wrong. Mm-hmm. So if it was like off center on my arm or something, I would just obsess about it to the point where I was like, Tim, I got to cut my arm off. Yeah.
I gotta go fucking do it.
You ever, is there, let's say you have to get a tattoo and it has to be video game related. What would you do?
Have to get a tattoo, it has to be video game related? Shit, I don't even know. I don't even know. The only tattoo I thought about getting is something Harry Potter related, but that's like the only
that stuff. Counts. That Lego Harry Potter. Okay, what are you gonna get?
The Deathly Hallows. Then you got to go with that.
That's the scar he has, right?
No.
All right. Pleasure talking to you.
The Deathly Hallows thing is fucking nerd. Sick looking.
That's is that the stupid triangle?
It's like a Triforce. Yeah. Like
stupid
triangle.
Get a Triforce then. Yeah. All right.
No, fuck that. That's cool. I like your shit.
It's got a circle in it, right, and a line through it. Is that what the guy who fixed the panel yesterday had on his arm? Because he had a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, I didn't see.
I think Chris has
it. He had a cross on this one, cross on this one, on each one, yeah. But then on the inside, up here on one of them, he definitely had the triangle with something in there. And I was like, is that a Triforce? No, I don't know what that is. Is that a real religion? I can't tell.
It may have been.
Okay,
quick question. What video game tattoo would you not ever get? Because mine, I would,
a million, yeah.
I would but never.
Before we move on,
Kevin
had a great idea.
What's up?
Axiom Verge. Nick needs to get the entire map of Axiom Verge on his back.
That's on the lower side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, that would hurt.
Man, more like I'd get the audio readings of the soundtrack to Axiom Verge tattooed on my body.
Oh yeah,
oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. See, I like the ones that are like,
that's what I'm saying. The weird subtle shit where it's like, even if you couldn't understand what it is, it needs to be explained. I like that.
That's cool
shit.
Though.
Yeah. Like there's songs like rap songs I listen to. I've seen people get it like notated in music or the audio like waveform. I'm like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fuck. There was something I want to say, a documentary I was watching or something I was reading about where it was that it was somebody who had like the. This is like what it would play like on an equalizer. Or whatever.
Yeah, that's sick. Yep. Like I'd want something like my mom's last words in fucking
golly.
The audio form.
Man, but they're usually not impressive last words.
Yeah, but
my grandmother on my mom's side, her final words were, "I gotta pee."
what about?
Why are you stabbing me?
<It's> like, yeah. But video game things I wouldn't get on me. I mean, anything that's like too overt.
Yeah,
I think.
I think the Triforce is my number one. Never in my life.
I wouldn't get the Triforce.
Triforce is done really well though. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
If you went in, you put like the 3D detail, whatever. But
yeah,
Chobot has just the basic Triforce. It looks really good.
It looks. I mean, there's something. Symbols are cool. Shapes are always cool.
This is no disrespect to anyone that has the Triforce. Yeah. Understand. It's just not for
unsubbed to Game Attack. Everybody.
Because I've seen Infinity Triforces.
Yeah, everybody has. Them.
You saw a guy with a Triforce the other day. Didn't know it was a Triforce.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even know?
No, it's Deathly Hallows, we think.
Oh, Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. I would have known the Triforce. That would have been.
You know
known.
That. Yeah. You know them triangles anywhere.
Fucking Emma Watson nerd shit. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I would never get a like a Pokeball on me. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want that shit. I'd get fucking 7 Pokeballs. Only 6. Don't be stupid. You can only carry 6 with you.
Fucking
idiot. You do something dope though, like you could get like a face hugger coming out of a Pokeball. Like something fucked up.
What if we got Calvin peeing on a Pokeball?
Yeah, there you go. That's
that you're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So another thing that I would never do is tribal tattoos. But I've seen tribal the Eeveelutions done as tribal like drawings. If you can find a picture, Kevin.
Kevin's on it.
And it looks fucking sick. Just do Eeveelution tattoo.
Eeveelution?
Like all the Eevees.
Okay.
The Eevee.
Yeah, I got you.
This is a Pokemon?
Yes.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Do you say Pokemon too?
Yeah, just to piss people off, though. I mean, I know.
Oh, man. I could rub you.
Yeah.
Man.
I say a lot of words.
I say Pokemans. I say Pokemon.
It really gets under people's skin.
Yeah, I know. It really bothers them.
The problem is there's no canon way to say it. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Because in the anime, they say all fucking 3.
The anime, they're just confused.
Kevin,
what's taking so long? Jesus.
Eeveelutions. Pokemon.
That's what I wrote.
I'm now comfortable yelling at you. That's how much you failed today.
Wow.
All I want you to do is pull things up. It's none of those. But
see, now the pixel art.
Those look good.
That's Squirtle, right?
Yeah.
That's Squirtle. Pixel art in general looks cool.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
always. That thing's cool.
Yeah.
This is fucking cool.
That's a rabbit through the Pink Floyd thing.
But. Can you pull it on the TV?
Yeah, Whoa!
They can't see it. Hold on.
They can't see it? Yeah, they can.
They can see. I can see it.
Not like this. This is very true. If you're listening to this and driving a podcast,
I actually think it was easier when it was down there.
You should probably drive a car, not a podcast.
I like the watercolor tattoos a lot.
Yeah,
color just, spilling out of the
cool.
lines.
Well, Colin always talks about wanting to get a Mega Man sleeve or leg sleeve, I believe, down at his calf or whatever.
Of all the robot masters,
and get Wily and stuff on there. I urge him all the time to do that because I'd be dope.
I figured out a way to talk about video games on this show.
Tattoos?
No. I played Mega Man 1 for the first time on Tuesday.
Wow.
I saw you play. I popped in your stream for a little
bit. Did you really?
Didn't say shit.
Yeah.
Because
Be a lurker, Tim.
I have a problem whenever like my friends are streaming. Like Fran was streaming last night playing Final Fantasy, and like I popped into your thing when you were doing Mega Man for a bit. But it's like I don't want to go in the chat and say something, and this happens with Alfredo as well, because then they don't see it for a while. It gets delayed. Then when eventually they do
you
see
like
me,
you gotta hang
I feel
out.
Like I gotta hang out and wait there.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
I don't know when am I gonna have to go to the bathroom.
You just gotta chuck the grenade and get the hell out before it blows up.
Yeah, so anyway. But I'm proud of you for beating it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, you beat it too?
Yeah,
beat
it. Oh, I didn't know. It took me 5 hours. I'd never played a Mega Man before except
for... Did you use guides or were you just fucking Stonewall?
No. I had the chat drop me hints whenever I just completely gave up hope.
Gotcha.
Like, but Mega Man was so awesome because... It was impossible until you figured it out.
Sure.
Like, you get to Fireman, and he whoops the ever-loving shit out of you. You're like, never.
Impossible, never.
And you climb up, and you do a little damage, and you're like, oh, it's not so bad. And then you whoop the fucking shit out of him. Yeah. And then you're beating the Yellow Devil, no pause, and you beat Dr. Wily. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Wait. That's Mega Man 2.
No, this is Mega Man 1.
The Yellow Devil?
This is Mega Man 1.
Really?
Yeah, you idiot.
Huh.
Fucking dork.
Is he back in 2? I've never beat any of them. Yeah. I was just assumed. I'm awesome. Watching Colin play it 10,000 times.
But I just like, everyone talks how awesome Mega Man is. I'd never played any of them. But about that Legacy Collection?
Good stuff.
I understand now.
Yeah.
Back to tattoos, sorry.
That Legacy Collection, your boy and our boy, both in it on the 3DS. There's the Colin Moriarty Challenge and... The Stuttering Craig Challenge.
Yeah, he named it the Craig's Challenge instead of the company he works for challenge because, you know, why the hell?
That's what Colin did,
well,
too.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody's going to play that and go find
him. Yeah, I know, mm-hmm. I know. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, this Craig guy is like a legend. I got to go find him places. Yeah. You know, so
he's a legend. I've heard tales of this Craig guy.
I'm sure he won't just be a boring white guy in a hat.
Oh.
Wasn't his name Chris?
Stuttering Chris.
Stuttering Chris.
We love you.
So speaking of... Screw Attack, Game Attack, what the fuck?
Game Attack.
Yeah, if people don't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I am the least.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Whoa, look at that.
Did you catch them all? They're coming to the wall behind me.
I don't want them colored, but.
Kevin's struggling so hard to get them to the wall behind us.
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, is those things. But like not in that formation, but more like wrapped around. That's fucking cool.
Well, how does Gia feel about you maybe getting a sleeve, or does she not know?
She's into tattoos. I'm sure she'd be super down. Oh, yeah. She has a whole bunch of tattoos.
Oh, shit. Like, awesome.
The back of the tattoos. Her spine's sticking out a lot. Her spine's sticking out a lot.
This lady's got an awesome back, and the tattoo isn't bad either.
That's hilarious. Gia has a whole bunch of tattoos. One is some weird yoga shit that
like
I don't understand,
hanger.
Like a flower thing.
Yeah. Hanger? Like a coat hanger?
Yeah, it's really? one of those you look at and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
It's like a flower. It's
looks
a
like,
yoga,
it looks like something
yoga
on a hanger.
Flower. I don't know. It's on her shoulder. And then she has another one like in like a sexy place. Not like sex that sexy, but like most people wouldn't see it unless you're Nick and you're like trying really hard.
Jesus.
And then she has one that's really cool. It's her latest one's right here. And it's similar to what we're talking about with the like waveform and shit, but it's I'm stupid and I'm not a scientist, so I'm gonna need some help here, Kevin. Yeah, the chemistry, like the molecular, like how the atoms
DNA.
And shit.
A beaker.
Not
DNA, it's a beaker.
But it's like when there's all
Bunsen
the polyons.
Burner.
The chemical structure of some hormone thing for
estrogen.
For something.
Acid.
I think that's what it is. It's for when you orgasm.
Endorphins?
Yeah.
You get when you laugh or exercise too.
I forgot which one it is.
A used condom?
I'm going to text her right now. She's going to do that.
And ask her to take a photo of the one on her back.
Yeah.
I still think it looks like a coat hanger.
Yeah. Whatever one is not, you don't have, she doesn't have to be naked. That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't have to be.
She doesn't have to be.
Can
but
you,
it's always appreciated.
So keep talking about Game Attack, Screw Attack, and explain to people.
Oh, yeah. I'm the least internet famous person that's ever been on your show. What's up?
No, I don't believe that.
Anyways, highly doubt that.
Yeah, Colin's on it.
Oh, God. Rung him up.
I've never even said more than like three words to Colin, even though he's like my favorite.
Okay. But, you don't have to go be all positive to him now, right?
Hey, I'm Sean. I worked for Screw Attack. And
for how long?
For 2 years, and then we got tired of not being personalities, so we made a new branch called Game Attack.
Whoa,
and now
so
we
different.
Fuck like crazy. just all over the place.
Each other?
We got gameplays, okay. Awesome podcasts. You'll see us on the Let's Play channel. You'll see us with you guys hopefully more often if we can get out here more.
That'd be
but
nice.
The Game and Tech channel is about video games when you were 10. You played them because they were fucking fun and your friends are there with you and you laugh and you have a good time and you forget about every single aspect of video games outside of that feeling.
Gotcha. Thank God that is gone. Yeah. Now I have trophies to worry about. Yeah. You bring up the Mega Man collection. I'm like, I would love to play that, but it's not rewarding on a trophy level, so I don't give a flying fuck. Maybe
it's
the Switch.
Crazy
will.
How much that.
Maybe the Switch
you.
Will. Maybe the Switch will.
Maybe. But yeah, please show Game Attack some love. We want an audience just like you guys that are dedicated and show love and talk to us on Twitters and interact with us and are into what we're doing. So go check it out.
YouTube.com/GameAttack. The homies. I want to say I'm impressed with you guys. I was talking to you about this a little bit earlier. So I've been a fan of Screw Attack for many years, 10 years, I would say, since the very beginning.
I do believe
beginning.
Besides Destiny, you're the only person at IGN who had ever known what Screw Attack was.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else just has heard of it and made fun of it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then there was me.
But now I can join in on that, too.
Good, yeah.
Even
no,
though
exactly.
Chad James would, like, totally freak out and be like, no, don't. Stay
yeah, but there, you don't see, have to worry about him anymore. You never see him.
Yeah. But, you know, by the time, they're not the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Death Battle. They don't even fucking know about
Death Battle.
Yeah,
whatever.
They don't
know
about that shit. But then I've been a fan for a very long time, and I've really respected Craig and like everything that he did over there. And then, yeah, then we got to meet a couple years ago, and like it was super cool doing all that type of shit. And then the whole Let's Play Network thing happened, and you guys were part of that. Mm-hmm. So we all got to get to know each other a bit more, and we got to talk to Craig. And he was talking about how he wants to do what you're saying about being more of a personality, do more of the games.
This Screw Attack just wasn't really a good fit for the Let's Play thing because it was... So Screw Attack's more like a big production company rather than like a mini Rooster Teeth rather than a like you guys.
Yeah, it's
bootstraps. I mean, I guarantee you, like you guys totally influenced like us, like just starting something new out. You know, still within the company, we weren't like but
fuck you guys, we're going right over here in the same office.
Kind of like that.
Well, what's cool about it, though is like so seeing Craig leave with you specifically, I thought was awesome because. You were the guys that kind of had that vision and saw us doing stuff and saw Achievement Hunter doing stuff and kind of took the best of both worlds for what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's been cool to see because in a lot of ways, like, I envy what you guys are doing now because we don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do, and we dabbled in it. We did a Watch Dogs Let's Play and we did the Battlefield Let's Play. Like, I want to do Let's Plays like that are produced. Edited and produced and, like, it's just us having fun because we... You know, we come from IGN, so we know how to make IGN content.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, in the same way you're talking about wannabe personalities and stuff, we know how to do that as well. And once we did Kind of Funny is getting to a point where it's like, we know what we're doing. Like, we can shit out these podcasts because
it
comes natural. Well, I'm saying like, it comes natural to us. Like, we can just be like, all right, cool. We know what we're doing. Yeah. We can.
And
we
got a good workflow. A good rhythm is like super important when it comes to this kind of stuff, especially when you guys are producing on Patreon and YouTube and doing
all the different places. Yeah. So then we're hitting a point where it's like, all right, cool. Our Let's Play product has always been what I felt we'd done weakest because I was familiar with the Let's Plays that are out there, like Achievement Hunter, and how awesome they can be and how fun they are and how much they can grow an audience from that. Whereas we still do stick to the more informational thing. Like our Let's Plays are the most informational thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like besides maybe PS I Love You, but even then PS I Love You is 50-50.
Opinions and the Waterman and we're yelling about something and
yeah, exactly. So it's like, it still is very personality based. But when we do Let's Plays, most of the time it's, hey, here's this game. Here's what it's about. Here's why it's cool. Here's why you should check it out.
We still debut games where somebody comes to us and they're like, I want to show you what's happening.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that we should always be that because we kind of get to evangelize the things that we love. But I want to have fun the way you guys have fun.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you guys are like what video game sites will be like in the coming years. Like, you know... IGN will probably be around forever because they cover so much stuff and they do it well. But like, you know, everyone is leaving what they were doing to start their own thing. You were talking to me just about that a second ago. Like, you know, all the heavy hitters now were from something that was large. I mean, like Funhouse was, you know, Machinima Guys or I don't really pay attention to them. but yeah, like it feels like the personality stuff is really coming out, and like Alfredo, like he's awesome.
Sure, and Danny O'Dwyer, and Jim Sterling, and all these things.
Man, go make your Danny O'Dwyer. Best of luck to him tonight. Like, you know,
we're recording this as the day of GamesCast.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad.
Game Awards.
Game Awards. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. But like, let's tell the stories that no one's hearing about behind the scenes of video games. Yeah. It's like, of course. Like, why is no one else already doing
this?
And
so many people have said that and thought about that. And Danny was trying to do it at GameSpot, and Colin was trying to do it at IGN, right? And the problem is, it's so hard for a big site to figure out how to make money on that and make it all make sense. But if it's all you're doing, it's easier. It's the same when we talk all the time of, like, when we used to be at IGN, I remember, like, them being upset that we were going to podcast in the early days, because they're like, well, that's losing us this many man hours and it's not making us money, because at the time nobody had figured out how to monetize podcasts for IGN, whereas we were able to leave and figure it out pretty easy.
Exactly.
Like, all we have to worry about.
Yeah, and that's definitely, I think, what's special about people leaving is they're able to, like, for most of these people, views don't matter. It's the people that matter. It's the people supporting. And I know that we've talked about this so many times, but, like, I love that this year we're seeing a new wave of people, like, with Danny doing this. Danny's doing totally something different. And Danny can get 200 views on his documentaries, but those 200 people are going to be like, fuck, this is good.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he's not getting 200 views. He's getting a lot more than that. And that's cool, because that's ushering in the whole new wave. And what we're seeing now is guys like you and Craig kind of looking at what wave one was, if I can even count it as that, and being like, oh, cool, they set this blueprint for how to do this. All we need to do is add our twist to it, because we did that for wave zero, which was Rooster Teeth and whatever. Looking at that and be like, we could do that, but slightly differently. And we did. And now you guys are doing us, but slightly differently. Yeah.
You know, kind of thinking about it, like, I didn't really realize this before, but you know what it is? It's us doing what we want to do because we know we're going to have fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it well because we're going to be in control of our own quality. And then that's what's happening.
That's the, like, key to content, right? If you're making a product you believe in, someone else will too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, you know, and they see it, and the audience, they get on board because they got your back. So, yeah, it's the new wave. Do what you want to do.
And it's been cool, too, to see you guys kind of, I was talking about this earlier today, where you're kind of taking a more old school YouTube approach, where you are talking about, like, hey, like, we're pushing for 100K subscribers by the end of the year. And, like, subscribe, let's make this a thing. And, like these videos if you want us to do more like this and stuff like that. And it's like, it's oddly refreshing for me to see that, because that's fallen off so much in the last couple of years. Unless you're, I'm talking about in the gaming sphere of YouTube.
Yeah.
Obviously, vloggers and all that stuff still do that. But I think it's cool that you guys are doing that, because you're seeing so much success with it. Whereas people like us, we push Patreon, we push, you know, merchandise, or we push, like, community events, like, do these things, like, let's all have fun together. But you're at that foundation level, and the amount of success you guys have seen is, like, really impressive to me, because Screw Attack, how many subscribers? 2 million? 3 million?
3.2, I think.
3.2 million subscribers. That puts it in the upper echelon of all of the Let's Play network, which is very fucking impressive. But then you start your own thing, and it's like, all right, well, these guys leaving, Screw Attack's not known for its personalities, how well can that possibly do? And it's like, not that many people are going to jump over. In the same way, IGN, 7-point-something million subscribers, we leave, we knew we were going to get a small fraction of that.
I thought we'd hit a million pretty quick, but that's not been the case.
Did you really?
No, God, okay. Fucking kidding me? No, that was always the thing I joked around about when I started the YouTube channel, when it was just Game Over Greggy, and when I was just putting up a conversation with Colin. And I was like, oh, great, man. Like, I have 9,000 YouTube subs, or it was more, maybe it was 20 or something like that, right? 10. And I was like, so I'm probably, every video I put up, probably going to get 11,000 right out the gate, because I have 11,000 subs. Yeah. And then that harsh reality of, like, oh, a lot of people sub and never check back to see what the fuck's happening.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we're talking about, like, telling people, like this, subscribe, you know, what do you want to see? We're still trying to figure out what our programming is. Yeah. Like, even though we have, like, we have our solid schedule now, too, with this on this day and that many times a week. But, like, you know, we want to grow to the point where we can do more stuff. You know, we want more staff. We want to do crazy shit. We want to do, like, animated series and, you know, just make more creative content all the time. So, like, we're really asking because we want to know what people want to see, so we can adapt.
Yeah. And I think that's the important part. And what's cool about that is then the people that you gain are the people that are going to be with you, and mm-hmm. they're the people that want to see you do the cool things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're fucking lucky. 200,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your million or 3 million, because we have the coolest 200,000. Like, yeah. they are the people that support Nick making his animated show that is like, what, why do people, we literally put out an episode about fucking like where it was dogs and we barked as their voices, and it's yeah. like people love it, and yeah. that's awesome, because yeah. those people, we're making it for those people. Mm-hmm. We can do Kind of Funny Live and like do literally anything on stage, and every single person there wants and believes in what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So you're doing that too, because I saw like day one you got like 10,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. That's about what I thought.
Yeah.
From 3 million to 10,000. Yeah, yeah. Like, cool.
Yeah.
But then you slowly kind of crawled up to 20, but then you guys really started pushing and you're mm-hmm. at 60 now.
Yeah.
And it's been 45 days.
Yeah.
So that from 20 to 60, you guys have really pushed through.
Yeah. So, and we continue to push, which is why I'm here. And like, thank you so much.
Well, you're here because we like you. Yeah. That's why. And you're actually here because of For Honor.
Yeah.
But all yeah. that aside.
Don't tell him that. I just want to say one thing. I am a country boy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from a place with dial-up, and it is a dream come true to be sitting here with you, Craig Miller. And I wish Colin was here.
He might be in the other room. I don't know. Did they ever come in, Kev? I know Nick came in, but then I heard the door in and out. Yeah. No, that's the weird thing when you're like, I'm 25 years. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so old.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I remember when I'm blanking on the name at SGC when we were doing the competition, uh-huh. the guy did the Gone Home thing again. What was his name?
Sean.
Well, God, whatever. Why didn't I just say Sean about everybody? Yeah, there you go. He was when we got up there, he's like, I'm such a big fan. I'm like, oh God, we're yelling at each other and being mean. He's like, yeah. no, your content helped me. I'm like, oh God, and beyond. Jesus.
Man, I don't know. How long do these usually go for?
Hour.
As long as you want. Yeah, yeah.
Shit, okay, I might need to save this for the end because you might kick me the fuck out if I tell you right now.
No, tell us now. No, you got to tell us now.
Man, all right. I've been wanting to tell you this for like 2 years now, motherfucker. Yeah, okay. So, you think that's funny, Kevin?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so, I'm in my first apartment. I'm like 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
And man, I don't remember what it was. But I think you were doing, like, I'm in the country, right?
Yeah.
Never knew I'd be here with Greg fucking Miller, all right? And Tim motherfucking Geddes, okay?
You weren't thinking about me.
Okay. No, I didn't know who you were, but. But one time on an IGN video, I commented that Greg Miller had a face that I could slap. And I've wanted, since I knew I would be in the same space with you,
yeah,
I've wanted you to slap me in the face as payback for me being a stupid little internet bitch.
No, no eye for an eye. We don't need to do eye for an eye. You need rise above.
The best part was, I remember applying to IGN like 2 years later because I moved to Dallas and I had like some internship experience at Screw Attack, and I was like, oh my God, I hope they don't see that comment I put about Greg Miller, because then you started like doing Up at Noon and I was I was like, God damn, Greg Miller's fucking awesome. And I was like, I like Greg Miller and IGN's pretty cool. I want to work there, but what if they dig deep into my username and see that comment I left when I was like 20?
I would have loved to have done that. Yeah, I would have loved to have found that. But that was the thing when I searched people, because I was a watchdog. I was the one who carried the IGN flag so proudly that when they'd bring somebody in and like, we're interviewing this person, they would give me the name and I would go off and look them up.
That's actually a thing that happens
when I was there, because I was the guy who's like, no, there still might be. I might have finally deleted it, but there was for a long time. Well, let me see what's
I here. Searched for that comment because I was gonna spring that on you at SGC during the Screw Attack versus Greg.
Oh Mills, man, that would have been awesome.
Kind of funny thing.
That would have been great.
I was gonna be like,
now
I've hated you for years. I was gonna like do that thing, but I couldn't find
that
it.
That would have been fucking awesome.
I know.
So here on my phone there is a note from December 4th, 2012. And this must have been the last time I updated it, at 7:18 a.m.
Okay.
And it's titled, They Hate IGN. And it is a list of games journos or people who want to be in the games space that have talked shit when we were at IGN. And now, granted, I think it's important to call out that whenever I started this list, it was a different industry. Because there's people on here I now call friends, and I do follow on Twitter and talk to all the time. Yeah. But it was that time when everyone was so isolated on their islands that if personality X from site Y said something about IGN, they were a stranger to me and I knew they had an audience and I was mad that they said something like that about it. And so, and I remember one of our friends on this list, the comment he made and me being like, what the fuck? And now that like I have clarity and I've been removed from the situation, I'm like, that's an apt comment. You nailed it. You know what I mean? But I keep him on the list or whatever. Not
the list. I keep him on the list.
Like, I had a list before Jericho. I had a list before Jericho had a list. But it only ever panned out once where people would be like, oh, because I was like your IGN personality test, right? Like I was the culture. And like, can you fit here? Are you going to be great? And I'd go out and socialize with people. And like, they're like, for Up at Noon, when we hired Drucker, right? Like they used to do like the 8-hour interview where you'd go in one-on-one and talk to people for like 30 minutes. And I walked in, sat down, we bullshit for like 5 minutes. I was like, well, Nick's brought waffles. Do you want to go get a waffle? He's like, yeah. And we walked over and ate waffles and watched like the pilots of Up at Noon. And he cracked. I'm like, you're fucking dope. You'll be great. You know what I mean? Anyways, this one time they came in. Have I ever told you this story,
no.
Tim? This one time, it was when Casey Lynch was in charge. They were getting ready to hire. I might have been managing editor. I forget. But it was some role they were hiring.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, this is one of the candidates that we like. We're going to bring in for an interview. And it's like down to him, this person or that person. I don't remember. And I'm like, all right, great. And so I ran through all the people. And the one that was coming in for an interview like the next day I found. And I found him on the internet talking shit about IGN. And not only talking shit about IGN, talking shit about me.
Was it like bad shit?
It was the normal shit you'd expect. Like for me, it was he was talking shit about my Dead Space 2 review, of course, because it was so original to talk shit about that. And this is years later. This
I can't
is years
remember
after
if my
that.
Thing was in response to a review that you had done. I don't think I was that petty yet.
What's fascinating about you is I never thought, I don't know why I never clicked of like, all right, cool, what's their IGN username? Because it wasn't I was checking IGN comments. I was going to Google and like name in quotes IGN. Name in quotes, Greg Miller in quotes. Name in quotes, IGN sucks. Uh-huh. Name in, you know, like trying to find, and then I would go and do it.
Yeah.
And so this guy I found on message boards about video, and there was, I shouldn't say anything about the titles, but there was a title of like, you know, video game journalism or whatever, and found him in there just fucking, there was a separate one about me, and then two different ones years apart about IGN. And so I put it all in, I printed it all out, and I put it in a manila envelope.
I love you!
No, you didn't.
I did. And so we were going to have a lunch meeting. And so it was me, Casey Lynch, and Damon Hatfield, and we went to Paragon with this guy. And we went in and we sat down, and I have the manila envelope in my lap, and I order my chicken sandwich, because Paragon used to have the best buffalo chicken sandwich. And I sat there, and like it's long enough that him and Damon, I don't say a fucking word. It's him, Damon, Casey, blah, 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 blah. And as the food comes, they start putting it down, and Casey goes, Greg, you've been quiet. Do you have anything to ask him? And like if Tim's the, like Casey's next to me, do you have anything? And I don't look at Casey, I'm looking at the guy. And I go, yeah, what do you think of me? And Damon is about to take a bite of his finger and goes, did you say, what does he think of you? And I never break eye contact. I'm like, yeah, what do you think of me? And he's like, I'm really, you know, a fan of what you've been doing with Up at Noon and all these video projects. And I'm, you're really great personality, really shines through. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, do you remember my Dead Space 2 review? And like all the color drains out of his face. And he's like, I think I remember kind of. And I'm like, cool. On December, whatever the fuck it was, you said da 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 da. I'm like, do you think that's a fair assessment of this review where I was trying to inject personality because my editor asked me to? And like Damon and Casey are eating and they just let me go. They just let me go. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's me. And I'm like, so what do you think about the direction of IGN? Because less than a year ago, you said that, you know, it was totally off course and it was like, you know, a piece of shit and blah, blah, blah.
Now, that's the face he was making.
No, there was no color. There was no, there was nothing. And he was just trying to maintain, And I'm like, I just went through all my paper. I'm like, all right, cool. And I just ate my chicken sandwich. And then we got up and we walked back. And Casey's like, I'll wait for you for your Uber or whatever the hell it was. And me and Damon went in. And as soon as the door closed, Damon just goes, that was awesome. But like, I mean, everyone was done with their food. And then like he had all his food in front of him and he just tried to eat it like while we were there. But I'm like, you can't fucking do that. That's why I talk, you know, like when I call kids out on Twitter, which I don't do as much anymore, but when I used to make a big deal about it, it wasn't fuck you for making fun of me. It's, hey, this shit follows you. Like, I don't know if it's on here. It was one of the kids I put up on a blog, I remember, right? I used to IGN blog all this stuff, right? Yeah. And there was one kid who was like, Greg Miller's a fat cunt. He can go suck a tailpipe.
Whoa!
And I was like, tweet I got out of the blue one day or whatever.
Suck a tailpipe.
And I clicked.
It's like a dick coming out of an ass. It's like,
he meant die off carbon monoxide.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, I just the way he was
And I clicked through and his bio's like, 17 aspiring video game journalist, and I'm like, not anymore, motherfucker. And I went to the blog and I put up things did this.
You were ruthless.
Oh no, there's my best one ever. Thank you, Kevin. My best one ever was the same thing of just like out of the blue. I look at my Twitter and some guy's like, fuck you, whatever, you fucking. But it's like further than that because I get those, whatever. You know what I mean? This one was for some reason, I was like, this guy's interesting. And I clicked through to his profile, and his Twitter pic was him hunting with a dead duck in his mouth. Like, he had all the camo on and the sunglasses and his like rifle and the duck's neck in his mouth and him like that. And then it was like Matt or whatever, Atlanta, Georgia, his whole name. And I'm making up Matt, yeah, Atlanta, yeah. Georgia. And then it was like
a big fan of Duck Hunt.
It was a Bible verse. And like, oh, when you looked it up, it was totally like, be good to your neighbor and da 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 da. And I was like, okay, cracked my knuckles. And I went there and I titled the post, Dear Potential Employer of whatever this guy's name was, Atlanta, Georgia. And I kept saying that over and over again in the post. And I'm like, he doesn't understand that, because he was an adult, he had like children. He doesn't understand that in this day and age, everything he says gets cataloged. He's being a hypocrite here. And I know we all change and we all age, but he needs to learn right now that there is a lesson about this and that he can't go around thinking he can just shoot. And I did this. There was a kid once who did it. I'm fucking crazy, Tim. This is another great one. And this must have been 2010-ish.
You see the look in his eye?
Some kid did something like that, shot off at the mouth. I forget what he did, but it was something stupid, right? And I went through and I looked him up and I was like, okay, cool. And it was something similar of like some fucking bullshit Bible verse here, right? Like, he's gonna talk, not walk the walk kind of bullshit. And I was like, okay, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, all right, cool. Facebooked him, found out what university he went to, found out what his major was going to be, then went and messaged the dean of his school. And I was like, hey, again, not doing this to get him in trouble, but you need to teach your students that there are repercussions for what happens. So just go and show them that this is how fucking crazy people are on the internet, that I will look you up and talk to your fucking parents and or dean if I need to. My favorite on the list right now, and I won't say the name, of course, is from E3 2012. And I think you might have been with me, maybe not, because we were around each other. I don't know. We left the IGN party. Do you remember this? Maybe you weren't there. I was leaving the IGN party with some other IGNers. And as we're leaving, there's a guy there, and he's talking mad shit about Fran Mirabella.
Oh, no.
And he's just like, fuck Fran Mirabella III, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, blah, 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 Fran. And he's like, oh, but you work for IGN, right? And I'm like, yeah, but I hate Fran, too. And he's like, oh, yeah, awesome, because Fran said this, that. And I let him go, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then he got to the end. He's like, but I'd love to give you a business card. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, you just fell for it. And I'm drunk. I'm like, you will never work. And I took the business card. I'm like, you will never work for IGN again. Fran's one of my fucking best friends. Fuck you. Don't come to an E3 party and talk shit about. I'm fucking railing on this kid. Just walked away, and it was another one of those. Everybody's like, "That was awesome."
Just snap his neck. This is awesome. I love this. I didn't know any of this shit about you.
I'm a firebrand, Tim.
Is there more?
Wow.
There's an endless list of people.
Oh my god.
Like that. There was
No one talks about a list, but he has one.
Oh, shit. There was. I mean, I'll never be able to dig it up here. But I think I finally started letting it go. But
I started letting you go. It's not gone.
A ways back, I was one of those things where I was, you know, airplane mode. I didn't want to play any of my games. It was like an LA flight or whatever. So I was like, I'm going to clean out my photos, right? Mm-hmm. And I started going, because every photo I've ever taken with my iPhone is still on my iPhone from when I got it when Obama got elected. the first time.
Yeah.
And I was going, and I start running into screen caps of me screen capping motherfuckers who are like the guy who's like, oh, fucking suck a tailpipe or whatever. And I think I might have deleted them, but they might still have screenshots in here of when I was like, no, fuck these people. Because at one point I was going to dig through my phone, my 20,000 photo.
Okay. So, Tim, I brought up that story because I thought it would be a fun little conversation piece. And I honestly just wanted to teach the lesson that, like, it doesn't matter if you live 3 hours outside of Dallas in a town of 4,000 people. You might get the opportunity to sit with Greg Miller or anybody else that you admire on the internet. So never talk shit to anyone on the internet.
Just don't. Just be nice.
Good. That's why I wanted to bring it up. But now I just can you just watch him and make sure that like I'm going to be okay when I leave?
You're going to be fine.
Oh, you're fine. I mean, that wasn't even a bad one. I understand being young and stupid. And that's the whole thing.
Because that is the thing. Like, yeah.
I talk about it all the time, right? Of like, I'm lucky the internet didn't exist in the way it exists now. Because when I'm, again, when I'm blogging about these kids or blowing them up on Twitter and quote tweeting them, and they delete their Twitter account, it's not me saying, defend me. It's me saying, this looks really dumb and you shouldn't do it. It's the same way, I know this is a tired story for everyone out there, but it's the same way I always throw myself on the fire of like, I used to say gay all the time growing up. Be like, that's gay, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And even call your friends fags, right?
Yeah.
And it's not... I was never being like, you're being such a homosexual, right? Yeah. But then I went to college and met diverse people and they were like, hey, I'm gay. That's offensive. And you're like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't do that. And I don't tell that story to brag about, I used to say gay. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm saying I look like an idiot, but no one was there to tell me I look like an idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking through to see if I have any more.
I mean, this reminds me of the Alana story, which I think is the most fucking badass thing ever.
Man, yeah. So awesome.
Which, like, she, if you don't know, Alana Pierce over at IGN now, she, before she was there, she lived in Australia, and she had a YouTube channel, and she still does. It's successful, and more subscribers than you guys have.
Burn! Wait, is it more than us?
No, one day it will be.
I just want you to know that
not yet.
Alana is charming and a DJ mm-hmm. and talented
mm-hmm.
and way more talented than we are. So I'm glad.
But she went through her comments. There's a bunch of people saying
everything up. It's great.
Horrible things about like raping her, and she. Called up or like somehow contacted.
She went through Facebook and found their mothers.
Found all their mothers and sent them messages with this like, this is what your son's saying.
Yeah, thinks about women.
Damn, son. Yeah,
like that.
So yeah. So like, don't do stupid shit.
Even BuzzFeed was like, look what Alana did to these shit kids. like that's that. When you know you did something right. When BuzzFeed is like, this girl got harassed. Then he told her their mothers. Guess what happened? I'm speechless. like, that's when you know man, you did it right.
Greg, I didn't know you had these moments. I mean,
he's really looking. Imagine. Look at him go.
Well, it's because I can't remember if I let him go because I just found like the positive ones. I just found the first time Evan Wells ever tweeted about me from Naughty Dog. Like that's a good moment that I'm glad I saved here.
I save good moments.
I think I started letting him go, but some of them were so great of just like. Oh, I'm going to fucking get this kid. And that's the worst thing about the IGN when they switch over to my IGN or whatever it is, or their whole blog system, is that so many of them are lost to the ages. You know what I mean? So many posts like this, like I'll try to search for certain things and you get to the page where it should be, but you got to dig down, but I can't go past what it is because of their fucking thing.
I remember looking for it last year and I couldn't find it because it was just old.
Yeah, they switched over to Discuss or whatever the comment system is.
Man.
Holy shit.
We've been on a ride, sorry.
I love this. That's just so fucking great. Be good to people, you know?
Yeah.
That's the moral of this entire story. I think we can wrap up.
Yeah.
Are you
be good to each other? Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, you can keep I'm getting pretty close here. I'm in 2011, so
okay.
Seems like I'm starting to
I'm just gonna stall for a second while you find that.
No,
did you rhino line your phone?
No, this is what happens when leather is in your pocket for a couple of years.
Oh, okay. All
right, so it turns out I have not let it go. The tweet was on August 11th, 2011, from someone who says, also, at Game Over Greg, you can go deep throat a car exhaust. Can't stand that cunt. Complete cunt.
Wait, does it say can't stand that cunt, period?
Complete cunt. And I favorited it. I should have just gone back. And then, it goes here. Gamer, aspiring journalist, co-founder of whatever the fuck this is.
Yes.
Let's go see if this motherfucker's still doing shit.
It's like,
let it go, Greg.
I want to know what he's doing.
Meanwhile, Gia texted me.
Did she send pics?
She's in class, so she can't send pics, unfortunately.
Okay. I gotcha.
But she didn't ask, do I need to go to the bathroom right now?
What if it was
okay.
Serotonin?
No, she says it's oxytocin. Is the cuddle hormone, which is the most Gia fucking thing of all time. Huh. But also, she's like, and wait, my shoulder one? Why are you hitting on the second chakra? So I guess it's the second chakra. Chakra, is that, am I saying that right, Kev?
Is that like the seventh sign, the second chakra?
I don't even know.
So what if you found this user and it was Kevin? Oh, man.
Oh no, that's not the one on her shoulder. That's the one in the sexy place.
Is that a vagina? Is that Kevin left down and left.
Big call, Moriarty.
Oh, it does kind of look like one.
Right there, yeah.
Can you put that on the screen, Kev? Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
Is it a vagina or is it a?
Colin, is that a vagina to you? No, Colin's saying no, and he would know.
Okay. Anyways, all right. Are we done, Greg?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sean. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, you shut that hole in your face. Thank you for having me.
I will.
It was an honor, and I hope Ubisoft will invite me to another event soon so I can come to your studio instead.
That's how things work. You should go subscribe youtube.com/gameattack. They're doing cool stuff, and if you like the stuff they're doing, let me know so we can do more stuff like what they're doing, because I want to be doing that shit soon. Greg,
yeah,
as always, thank you for joining me, blah blah blah, you no know problem, all that yeah. stuff. And also, fuck, I love you.
Yeah,
like, oh, I love you too.
I know I always loved you, but like, fuck, I love you more than I thought I did.
Well, that's why recently you told a story about somebody starting to talk shit about Kind of Funny, which I never hear.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, that got me, that brought all this back up. Yeah. So like, oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, but see, and that, it's funny because as you were saying all this stuff, it kind of hit me in the same way, because it reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's one of those situations where all the things you're naming are when you are just so in the right,
yeah,
that you should just let it go.
Yeah.
But because you're so in the right, you don't.
Somebody's
gotta
show
these. You just fucking, it's like a straight up, it's like fighting someone in a fighting game and they don't even have a controller. Like, yeah, you're just beating the fuck out of them. They have nothing they can do. Fatality. It's fucking over. Because, like, yeah, the guy at the interview, he had no chance. He couldn't defend himself.
Yeah,
he was sitting there. You were so prepped. See, he had no idea it was going to happen. And then he got fucking destroyed.
That story, like, even though you just told it to me, and I believe it's 100% true, it almost feels like a fantasy that I had in my head.
Oh, I mean, like, I
can't believe that really happened.
I talk about it all the time because, like, it was, you know, it was my dream, right? To totally fucking tear one of these assholes who wants to talk shit about IGN, but when they have the chance to come work for IGN, all of a sudden, oh, you're such a great site.
Totally.
That I'll never forget when we were walking there talking, and they were talking to him, and I was shaking with adrenaline. Like, I was so fucking ready for anyone to ask me to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, for me, recently the same thing happened, but it was a real life confrontation. And I was like it started. I'm like, there's no way this is actually happening right now. I was like, I never engage in this shit, but it's engaging me.
Yeah.
Oh my, and I just fucking went off and it felt so good, but I shouldn't have. That's the thing is, I shouldn't have done it.
But
didn't
mean
to do it.
Maybe people in our position should just start doing that and put it into it all.
What do you mean?
Hate only breeds hate.
That's why I know. We should just let it go. But let it go.
It's always better.
Yeah. We got it. We knew you were going to do the song. There's the song. All right.
Until next time, I love you.
All right. I love you too. Thank you.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know I love you guys. Come on. How many times I got to fucking write it or say it, you pieces of shit, huh? You want to fucking come at me now?